Passage 2. Beethoven probably began to go deaf in 1797, but he tried to keep it a secret while consulting doctors and trying various remedies, such as the application of almond oil. He was extremely anxious about its possible effect on his career as a musician and embarrassed by its effect on his social life. In the summer of 1801, he wrote to two friends expressing the anxiety that his best years would pass without my being able to achieve all that my talent and my strength have commanded me to do. Although tempted to kill himself, the only thing that held me back was my art. For indeed, it seemed to me impossible to leave this world before I had produced all the works that I felt the urge to compose. It could be argued that Beethoven's deafness helped the development of his art. Isolated from the world and unable to perform, he could devote all his time to composing. In 1804, his friend, Stephen von Brunig, with whom he briefly shared lodgings, wrote to Franz Wegeler about the terrible effect his gradual loss of hearing was having on Beethoven. It had caused him to distrust his friends, and he was becoming very difficult to be with. But above all else, Beethoven was dedicated to his art, and the urge to compose remained with him throughout his life. It may be that he shielded away from the commitment of marriage because he knew it would interfere with his art.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. 29. Why did Beethoven try to conceal his going deaf? What was the result from Beethoven's gradual loss of hearing in 1804? What do we know about Beethoven in this passage?